السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم، هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الزكاة قنطرة الإسلام. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: حسروا أموالكم بالزكاة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من آتاه الله مالا فلم يؤد زكاته مثل له يوم القيامة شجاعا أقرأ له زبيبتان ثم يقول: أنا مالك، أنا كنزك. ثم تلا: ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم، سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Let's read Durood Sharif once. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, brothers and dear listeners, in one hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to us the pillars of Islam, and I'm sure everyone here we know about the hadith. From amongst which the most important pillar of Islam, due to which a person enters in the fold of Islam, is the pillar of faith, the shahada that we recite. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That's the most important pillar of Islam, and that's the first pillar of Islam. The second pillar, which we discussed in few points in the last few gatherings as well, which was Salah, Namaz, إِقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ. And thereafter, the next pillar, which is the pillar of Islam, from amongst the five pillars, is zakah, ita'uz zakah, to pay out zakah. Now, do you know zakat is fard upon every Muslim, adult Muslim, baligh Muslims, who owns a nisab amount. And the nisab amount, roughly around 350, 360 pounds. If a person owns, obviously it keeps on changing every day, so if a person owns that much of wealth, he has to give out zakah every year. That's a pillar of Islam, and it's fard, like how namaz is fard upon us. So that's why we need to make sure, firstly, we need to find out whether zakah is fard upon us. And if it is, then firstly we need to educate ourselves how much of zakah we need to pay out, and we need to make sure that we give out zakah every single year. You know, in Quran, on many occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ آتُ الزَّكَاةَ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ آتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Salah and zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning hand to hand. They both goes together. Establish your prayers, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, آتُ الزَّكَاةَ, pay out your zakah. So from this we understand the importance of zakah. And as I said, it's fard upon the baligh Muslims who owns the nisab amount. The zakah is fard. Now, you know, the ayah that I've just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the punishment for those people who are not regular with zakah, who do not pay out their zakah. The ayah that I've just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who just keeps on holding gold and silver, who keeps on gathering gold and silver, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they do not spend out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning they don't give out zakat on it. Their main concern is to just keep on holding it together, to keep on collecting it together, gold and silver and the cash amount, but they are not worried of paying out zakat on it. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, that give them glad tidings of painful punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, announce unto them, tell them, warn them about the painful punishment that is waiting for them. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, what's that punishment? What is that painful punishment? Allah speaks about that punishment in the next ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the painful punishment is that on the day of Qiyamah, the wealth, the gold and silver which they were hoarding up, they were collecting, they were gathering, the same wealth will be heated in the fire of hell, and that same wealth will be branded and will be heated that person with. Yani wahi maal, wahi sona chandi jo humne jama karke rakha hai is duniya ke andar aur jis par hum zakat ada nahi karte, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farma rahe hain ki kal qiyamah ke din usi maal ko main jahannam ki aag mein pehle tapaunga aur phir usi maal ke zariye us bande ko azab diya jayega. Aap soche, just imagine such severe punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran, that Allah will use that same wealth and He will heat up that wealth in the fire of Jahannam, and through that wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be going to brand a person who does not pay out their zakah. And Allah says, يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ, their foreheads will be branded. وَجُنُوبُهُمْ, their sides, their flanks will be branded with that same wealth which they were hoarding in the world and they were not paying out zakat on it. And وَذُهُورُهُمْ, their backs will be branded as well. And then it will be said to them, هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ, that this is that same wealth which you were holding up. This is that treasure that you had in the world upon which you did not give out zakah. So taste the punishment. This will be announced to them on the day of Qiyamah as well. Now, so from this, we understand how severe is the punishment for those people who are not regular with zakah, who do not pay out zakah regularly. We understand, and you know, we all know the surah, Surah Humaza. It comes in the para 30th, the 30th para, Surah Humaza. I'm sure everyone here knows that surah. It's وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. In this surah as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the punishment for those people who are not regular with their zakah. So just briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Destruction be for the one who backbites and the one who finds faults in others. They just keeps on finding faults in others and they're backbiting. May it be destruction be for them. You know the Mufassirin, they say the word, you know, the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses here is waylun. Waylul likulli humazatil lumaza. What do you mean by the word waylun? There are two meanings for it. Number one, waylun means destruction. Allah is saying, may the destruction be for the one who backbites and for the one who finds faults in others. You know, sometimes we get this habit that we always look for faults in others. We forget about ourselves, we just always look for faults in others. That's not something that we should be worrying about. We should be more worried about what faults I have in me, and I should try and take that out of myself. Allah is saying, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ. So the first meaning of وَيْلٌ is destruction. And you know the second meaning of وَيْل is what? The second meaning of وَيْل is that وَيْل is a valley in Jahannam. The punishment of that valley is so severe that the other sectors or the other place of Jahannam asks protection from Allah from that valley. Even Jahannam is asking protection from Allah from that valley. Just imagine how severe the punishment will be for the person who will be in that valley. May Allah protect all of us from that. So Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. Those people who just keeps on hoarding wealth. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. And continuously keeps on counting it. They're more worried about how can I increase my bank balance. They just keeps on worrying about how can I increase my bank balance, how can I get more and more and more and more wealth. That's their worry and concern. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. وہ لوگ جو بس مال کو جمع کرنے کی فکر میں لگے ہیں. وَعَدَّدَهُ, اور اس کی گنتی میں لگے ہیں. بس روزانہ گنتی, کب کیسے بڑھ جائے, کیسے بڑھ جائے, کیسے بڑھ جائے. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالًا وَأَخْلَدَهُ. And they think that this wealth will make them live forever. They are thinking, you know, obviously they won't say it with their tongue, but their actions tells that they think this wealth will remain with them forever. And my brothers, we all know the wealth that we have, it's not going to stay with us forever. The time, you know, the time when we die, our eyes closes, it's gone. It's gone to our inheritors, those who inherit from us. So this wealth is not going to live and stay with us forever. You know, this wealth will not even go until the grave, until in a grave. Where will this wealth help a person in akhirah? You know, there is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَ. Do you know when a person dies, three things follows that person. Three things follows it. يَتْبَعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. Three things goes with that person. One is his أَهْلُهُ, his family members, his children, wives, and all of them. So all those family members will be with that person. أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ, his possession, his wealth. And the third thing is وَعَمَلُهُ, his actions, whatever he did in this world. So three things follows a person when he dies. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانْ وَيَبَقَى وَاحِدْ. Two of those three things will come back again, will return back. And one thing will stay with that person. And what's those two things? Number one is their family members. You know, our family members, our son, who we loved him so much, but even that son will leave us in our grave and he'll come back again. So our family members will return from us. It will not be of our benefit. And وَمَالُهُ, the possession, the wealth that we had, will not stay with us forever. There's only one thing that will stay with us after we die, and that is our actions. وَعَمَلُهُ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ, and that is the person's amal, the actions that he used to do in the world. That is what is going to stay with a person after he dies. So wealth is not going to live with a person forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. Never. Kalla, never. We should never think that this wealth is going to stay with me forever. Never is that going to happen. Ye nahi ho sakta ke jo maal, jo bhi ohda ya jo wealth hamare paas hai, wo hamare paas hamesha rehne wali cheez hai. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. That's the punishment I was going to refer to. May Allah protect all of us from this punishment. The reason of mentioning is this, because that we understand how important Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving when He's discussing about paying out zakah on. So the zakah is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned so severe punishment on not giving out zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. He will most certainly be thrown into hutama. Hutama. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. What will make you realize what hutama is? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. The fire of that place, Uhutama, will be such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lit that fire. Yani, wo aag aisi aag hai jo Allah ne sulgai hai. Ab andaza laga hai. Sulgai hui aag jo Allah ne sulgai. You know, one is that fire that we lit in this world, and that can be extinguished by water, that can be extinguished by a fire brigade. But the fire that Allah has lit, Allah has kindled, just imagine how severe that fire would be. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the severity of this fire by saying that this fire will burn a person from his heart, will start burning a person from inside. You know, the fire of this world starts burning a person from outside. So, you know, in a moment that person dies and he cannot feel anything after that. He has died, but remember, there is no death in Akhirah. For that punishment, there is no death. And that fire will burn a person from his heart. الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. أَفْئِدَةِ is the heart. That fire will reach a person's heart. And with this punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the punishment of those people who are just worried of gathering and hoarding wealth, and they were not regular and punctual with their zakah. May Allah protect all of us from this punishment. But the point to mention is that we all need to be regular and concerned about our zakah. We need to make sure that when do we need to pay our zakah? We need to educate ourselves. When is zakah fard upon us? I'm sure most of us seated here, if you're baligh, if you own our nisab amount, zakat becomes fard upon us. We need to pay out our zakah every single year. You know the hadith that I've just recited? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man ataahu Allahu malan falam yu'addi zakat." Alright, before this hadith, you know, what are the virtue of giving out zakah? What are the virtue? What do we get when we pay out zakah? You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Az-zakatu qantaratul Islam." You know, when a person pays out zakah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it's a bridge of Islam. It's a bridge of Islam. You know, when do we use a bridge? We use a bridge if we want to travel from point A to point B, and for example, there is a water in between. To pass from point A to point B, we use a bridge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a person is regular with his zakah, this will make his transition from this world to akhirat easy. And that will help a person passing through the pul sirat, the bridge of sirat as well. Az-zakatu qantaratul Islam. Do you know, obviously we all have to leave this world one day, and we have to go in akhirah, we have to go in the world after death. So if we want our transition to be easy, we need to make sure that we are regular with our zakah. As Shaykh Balkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that if a person wants to pass pul sirat quickly and in ease, he should be doing two actions on a very regular occasion, meaning he should be concerned with two occasions mainly. Number one is the roza, the fasting. He should be regular with fasting, which alhamdulillah most of us we do in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah we fast, but many a times we see that we are lacking when it comes to zakah. Shaykh Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, a person, if he wants to pass the pul sirat in ease, he needs to make sure that he is regular with his fasting, roza, and secondly, his zakah. Paying out his zakat regularly. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly make us realize the importance of zakah. Zakah is, you know, as I said, it's fard upon the baligh Muslims who owns the nisab amount. Every year it's fard upon us. Obviously there are some conditions, the masail and the rulings of zakah, which we need to make sure that we educate ourselves with. But there are some severe punishment mentioned in the Quran and in the hadith for not paying out zakah. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حَسِّرُ أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَى, that protect your wealth through zakah. So we should not think that when we pay out zakah, it's making the wealth less that we have got. No. It's actually protecting your wealth. And it's a mean of barakah in your wealth as well. If we want barakah in our wealth, we need to make sure that we pay out our zakah. And you know, if we think properly, the wealth that we have, it's not ours as well. It's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So when Allah has given us something, now He is asking 2.5% of it to give it out in zakah, we should not even be thinking about it. Even if Allah would have said to us that give out everything, even then we could have not questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's not ours, it's Allah that has given us. And the mercy of Allah is such that when Allah gives us first, when we pay out zakah, Allah even gives us the reward on paying out zakah as well. That's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all regular and punctual with zakah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on iman and all the a'mal that we are supposed to be doing it as the demands of iman. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.